Simon & Schuster Audio presents Hymns of the Republic, the story of the final year of the American Civil War by S.C. Gwynn. Read by Robert Petkoff. To Maisie. I saw battle corpses, myriads of them, and the white skeletons of young men. I saw them. I saw the debris and debris of all the slain soldiers of the war, but I saw they were not as was thought. They themselves were fully at rest. They suffered not. The living remained and suffered. The mother suffered, and the wife and the child and the musing comrade suffered, and the armies that remained suffered. Walt Whitman, When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed. Neither party expected for the war the magnitude or the duration which it has already attained. Neither anticipated that the cause of the conflict might cease with or even before the conflict itself should cease. Each looked for an easier triumph, and a result less fundamental and astounding. Both read the same Bible and pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. It may seem strange that any men should dare to ask a just God's assistance in wringing their bread from the sweat of other men's faces, but let us judge not, that we be not judged. Abraham Lincoln, Second Inaugural Address. Chapter 1. The End Begins. Washington, D.C. had never in its brief and undistinguished history known a social season like this one. The winter of 1863-64 had been bitterly cold, but its frozen rains and swirling snows had dampened no spirits. Instead, a feeling almost palpable of optimism hung in the air, a swelling sense that after 3 years of brutal war and humiliating defeats at the hands of rebel armies, God was perhaps in his heaven after all. The inexplicably lethal Robert E. Lee had finally been beaten at Gettysburg. Vicksburg had fallen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?